Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB at 6:30 and 30 seconds to go right along with it on a Tuesday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Rugauer, Paulie Rosenberg there on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666, and we'll take you right up until 8:45. That's the Nets pregame. They're taking on all that jazz in Utah. 8:45 on the fan. New York City.
Pete Alonso
had a dream playing in the major leagues.
I got to say thank you to the New York Mets for giving me the opportunity right out of spring training and believing in me from day one.
Until one day, everything fell into place.
Alonso drives one to deep center field. Back goes Brinson. Takes a look. And it's out of here.
But what can one do against pros like these? Anything he wants.
Pete Alonso goes deep. His 10th home run of the year.
Also like to say thank you to my teammates because, I mean, without such an awesome group of guys to help facilitate my development, I wouldn't have put together a really good year.
And he's sitting on top of the world.
Pete Alonso with his 20th home run of the year.
Number 30 for Pete Alonso.
Pete Alonso becomes just the fourth Met ever to have a 40 home run season.
He kept the same attitude that he came into spring training with through the entire season. He was a good teammate. He was a true professional, and obviously he was a lightning in a bottle for all Mets fans.
I hate losing and I love to win. So whatever I can do to impact the game, I want to be able to put myself in that position to help through preparation and hard work.
Ladies and gentlemen, the New York Mets have a 50 home run hitter, Pete Alonso, the first player in franchise history to hit the magic 50 mark.
The ultimate goal is to win a World Series, and I want to win a World Series and help the New York Mets hoist that trophy up at the end of the year.
Number 53, and Pete Alonso stands alone as Major League Baseball's rookie home run king.
The Major League leading 53 home runs, Mets first baseman Pete Alonso powered himself to the National League Jackie Robinson Rookie of the Year award.
This kid can do it all!
Yeah. Rookie of the Year.
I mean, this is a really hell of an honor. I just feel, I just really feel blessed.
Rookie of the Year, and don't you forget it. He is the face of the franchise, and the face should become, or sooner than later, the captain. The humble, self-effacing slugger that he is. And you heard that throughout the interview he did with the franchise earlier this afternoon. And as we mentioned last night, we will not be going after the one who didn't vote for Alonso. It's not that Soroka didn't have a good year for the Confederates. He did. But 13 wins, hey, that's not historic. His ERA around 2.5, give or take, that's not historic. And he didn't set any records with 140 strikeouts either. And you don't forget the Metropolitans knocking Soroka out in the final game of the regular season after 5 innings, 3 runs, 7 hits, and 2 walks. Soroka was good for Hotlanta. Alonso was historic, and he more than deserved the honor. This goes without saying. And if you consider voting for Rookie of the Year in honor, the one voter who voted for himself voted for attention does not deserve the honor of voting again. It was just announced right before 6:30. Rocco Baldelli of the Twins beating out Aaron Boone for manager of the year. But here's what's really important, of course. Boone beat out Rocco and the ALDS. Did we hear some more today over and over again about the New York Knickerbockers? What can we do to help? The New York Knickerbockers, certainly front and center when it comes to dysfunction and malfunction at the junction of bad to worse, can't even fire somebody without embarrassing themselves, without embarrassing the organization. If Fizdale is going, please don't let a good man suffer the indignity of day after day after day of rumorizing and speculation, of Fizdale himself having to hear and read all about it for days on end. And when it does happen, it'll probably, we're guessing, be a relief to Fizdale working for the deplorables he works for. Fizdale didn't get Kevin Durant. He didn't get Anthony Davis. He didn't get Zion Williamson. He didn't get Kemba Walker. He didn't get Kevin Durant or anyone else you might consider a star. And the people who couldn't get any of those aforementioned names are General Mills and Commodore Perry, who do what they are told by the commander-in-chief. A schlub, what? Look at him sitting there. One lost soul, one classless owner by the name of James Dolan, as paranoid as can be. So if you're Charles Oakley or that fan yelling, sell the team, be aware that you will be exiled from the garden for the rest of your days and nights by an owner who can't see the truth or understand it when he does see it or handle it if anyone dares to bring it to his attention. Fizdale is supposed to win with spare parts, with an all-forward, no point guard team. And when you're playing the spare parts at the expense of a Knox, a Robinson, even Trier on occasion has shown some signs of life. Well, if you're not developing and you're not winning, of course, you have to go about firing the next man up. And the next man up to be fired so graciously and with so much class is Mr. Fizdale. Knickerbocker fans, and I don't think anyone would argue with this, Knickerbocker fans are tired of developing. How about a developed owner? Does anyone think Dolan is developed? He listens to Isaiah Thomas. How about a developed front office? Does anybody think General Mills and Commodore Perry are developed? Look at their record already. And then you are going to look away. Who doesn't want a developed organization with developed players? How long has it been? A lifetime. What the Knickerbockers are good at is developing scapegoats. So, again, next man up, David Fizdale, front and center. David, it's all your fault trying to score a square basketball in a round hole. David Fizdale, you go to bed tonight without supper. You know who's developed? David Fizdale. And we know the organization. The organization is with dysfunction, malfunction, but it is with Dolan. Dolan, James Dolan, do you guys have to be mean and nasty as well as dysfunctional with the malfunction at the junction of bad to worse? If you're going to fire him, fire him. Give him, don't let him twist in the wind. If Fizdale is going, have him go. and get it over with. And the bottom line is, take a guess as to whether or not you think maybe Isaiah Thomas might take over as interim. That's Dolan's best friend. What does that tell you? All right, I didn't listen much on Monday. I had a number of errands to run, and it is because I'm not the king of the castle. So we had to run some errands on Monday, and I didn't listen to a lot of any of the programs. And as you know, I'm a longtime listener, but I'm a listener today. I was listening a lot with everything going on today. So this is something that needs to be said to all Jets fans. You won the game on Sunday. For at least 10 seconds, can you try to relax, take a breath, and enjoy? I know that's a foreign word if you're a Jets fan. For 10 seconds, try to relax, take a breath, enjoy at least for a week a Jets win. The Jets are coming off a win. Let me say that again. The Jets, I know you're thinking like, what, I'm on drugs, steroids, what is it? The Jets are coming off a win. And that's more than you can say for the Niners, the Chiefs, the Saints, and America's team, and others. So unless you make your living off the Jets losing, and we know who those people are, can you try for a week? God forbid to relax, take a breath, and try to avoid acting as if the Jets have already lost to Washington and everybody else after that. We all know the Jets are not very good. No shock. That's not breaking news. We know the Jets are awful. We know they're getting nowhere in a lost season. Lots of issues every day with ownership, coaching, players, everybody. But for a week, they have come off a win against the New York Football Giants. And that's something some Jets fans are not used to. A Jets win. Not when you live in a world of conditioned, in a world of misery. Conditioned by a team that doesn't know how to win, with some fans not knowing how to feel good when they do. So, again, relax, take a breath. Try as you might to worry less about losing to Washington and instead, for like about 10 seconds, for a day, for 2 days, for how about this, a whole week, try to relax and worry less about another loss coming up to Washington. Sam was certainly better on Sunday. No picks. That's positive, isn't it? For one game after three bad ones, and he had a nice 24-yard run as well. Adams was better than any defender on the field. That's not saying much, I understand. But he had a great game, and that says something about him, the leader on the field. You got to expect more positive from the locker room. Nobody is quitting. Crowder and Demaryius Thomas, they made plays. The defense with Barkley hurt, and he may be hurt, but he was also hurting during the game with only a yard. And Gaze, what is it that we saw from Adam Gaze? Was that a flea flicker? Where did that come from? What imagination. He's the offensive guru. All right, the play didn't work with Sam getting the pitch from Powell and overthrowing Smith, but what page was that on in the Gase playbook? A blank page that I couldn't believe what I was looking at. I almost fainted. For a week, let's just give it a rest with the complaints, the suffering, the shrying, the yelling, the bitching, the kvetching, the pain, the anger, the suffering. For a week, try to relax and take a breath and enjoy and not worry about whether they look awful against Washington or anyone else.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.